What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigator's back with a super quick little update about a new AI tool today. Not a new tool, though, a tool that we are all incredibly familiar with, especially since the pandemic and the remote work explosion that it started. Today, we're talking about Zoom, and particularly news from Zoom that they have announced that they're going through a significant rebrand, a huge rebrand, with the goal of making AI the center of the platform. So this rebrand basically includes dropping video from Zoom's corporate name. It was previously Zoom Video Communications. Now they are Zoom Communications. So it's really trying to pivot away from this video-centric identity and position itself as a comprehensive AI-first productivity platform. They want to be known as that AI-first work platform for human connection, prioritizing AI-first tools to work happier, smarter, and faster, as they say. And this move signals a desired evolution for the company to move away from just that strictly video conferencing tool to an extensive workplace productivity platform, looking to combine features that are similar to apps that we are very familiar with, like Notion or Google Docs or Microsoft Teams. This AI-first approach includes several key components and features and goals. The core of this new AI-centric communication platform, this new rebrand, is going to be the updated AI Companion 2.0. So this is Zoom's personal assistant that helps you across the Zoom workspace tools. It's going to provide real-time summaries about meetings and phone calls, insights about those meetings. It's going to help users manage tasks and stay informed during calls and meetings. And this part is awesome. It's actually going to be made available at no additional cost for existing paid users. So if you are on a paid Zoom plan, you are going to have access to the AI Companion 2.0. Some additional features that are coming to the tool with this rebranding. One is called Zoom Tasks. So this is an AI-powered solution that's going to monitor your meetings, and it's going to detect and recommend tasks that can be created from the conversations, the contents of the conversations in those meetings. There's also going to be some great querying capabilities for phone calls and phone interactions. So you can do real-time call summaries and search through numerous conversations. And there's even going to be dynamic voicemail greetings that update based on calendar events and subjects and subject matter for those meetings and events. So this push towards an AI-centric platform is really re-emphasizing Zoom's vision for an AI future, a future with the goal of developing these customizable digital twins, as Zoom calls them, or as the Zoom CEO has called them. These twins can handle meetings and make decisions for us, completely freeing up entire chunks of our workday and potentially enabling a future where we have significantly shorter work weeks, whether that's a 4-day work week, a 3-day work week, or even less. So it's kind of funny and ironic that these work platforms, these productivity platforms that built their empires and built their businesses based off the need to work and human productivity are creating a world now where we will likely work much less. And it should really come as no shock that Zoom is the latest company to be diving headfirst into the AI space. Anybody listening to this show is very well aware of the incredible amounts of human and monetary capital that are being pumped into the AI space. By next year, the big players in the field like Amazon and Google and Meta and Microsoft are expected to invest approximately $300 billion in AI expenditures. Microsoft has recently disclosed a $13 billion equity investment in OpenAI. And Google has recently, in the last couple months, we heard news from Google reporting that over 25% of its new code and its code base is now being generated by AI. So Zoom is joining an already very active market where these technologies are very quickly turning into AI assistants and agents. These tools and platforms and softwares that are being presented in the SaaS space are just going to become just that, agents. And the market is already very much welcoming them and rewarding Zoom for these efforts. Apparently, their revenues in the third quarter of 2024 increased by about 3.6%, up to 1.18 billion. And the monthly users of their current AI companion assistant grew 59% quarter over quarter. So their users and their investors in this market appear definitely ready and willing to utilize this new and improved Zoom. Okay, that does it for today's quick little episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you get notified every day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.